Yes, another edition of the Film Drunk Broadcast is here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I've got a little different In Frot Quarters crew this time. Brett, I think his cat is driving him across the country right now. Not Toonsis, Cricket the cat. And Brendan, I think Brendan's doing Trust Falls or something. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
And this is, of course, your ear ape is Ben. Super blogger Vince is here.
That's me.
Super comedian, too. Man.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a multi-hyphenate.
Comedian blogger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one hyphen.
Single hyphen. Oh, we could probably fit a couple more in. And fellow comedian Leslie Small in the house.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're also going to get Laramie Legal on in a little bit.
You have to pick up the slack for both Brett and Brendan, so I hope you're okay with that.
All right. I'm going to get really drunk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's how that works.
That water,
right?
I gave you is not
Dude,
water.
I know.
Fire water.
I know. It's just Everclear.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Well, it is water, but we've crushed up at least 4 roofies.
I hope so. The weirdest thing is waking up in the middle, right? It's just awkward.
I know. You don't want
everyone.
You know, it's bad. You know? It's like waking up in the middle of surgery.
No, yes.
More shameful.
I watched, did you ever see the Vice episode where they went to go find the craziest drug in the world in Colombia and it's like a super roofie? Did you really
no.
watch that? Yes, I did watch that. And people's lives were fucking ruined by it.
So there's like a super
roofie. Is this a web video? Or?
Yeah, so on the Vice YouTube channel. I watched their whole, I'd never watched the entire thing, the North Korea thing.
Yeah.
And then I was fascinated by everything North Korea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go except for the fact that I'd be thrown instantly in a work labor camp.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't that fond of for the rest of my life. So I was fascinated by that, and then I watched some of their other ones, and it was the world's craziest drug, but I wanted him to do it, and I kept fast-forwarding, and I didn't see him actually do it.
Well, and I was at work, and, like, my boss came around the corner, right, and he was just like, "What? You know, he doesn't say, what are you doing, but
he has a look on his face.
What are you doing?
He implies it.
He smiles, and he's like, what you..." So, but no, basically, like, it's so simple to consume and to drug someone with it. Like, you can just literally, like, walk by someone, like, it's like a handful of glitter you're throwing in their face, but, like, it's like...
Abracadabra!
But it's, like, super roofy.
Yeah, it's a super roofy where you supposedly are, you're totally conscious and awake, but you have no will or self-control.
Wow.
So, like, if you took it, I could be like, Vince, let's go to your house, and we're going to load up all your stuff, and you're going to drive it over to me. And you'd be like, cool, that's sweet, let's do that.
You'd be like, all right, man. Like, just very, like, complacent with everything. Yeah. It was trippy to watch people. Like, I didn't see the guy take the drug, but, like, a few people, they showed some people or whatever on it. And it was just, like, it was weird. They were, like, zombies, mm-hmm. you know? It was, like, that's fucking genius.
Yeah, from, like, the bongo bongo tree or something like that.
Yeah.
It's some crazy name like that.
You're just being racist now.
Oh, okay. The Barabara. It's something with a big, big long name with a B. We also...
Barbara Bush?
The Barbara Barbara Bush. That was one of my favorite.
That makes you want to forget.
Back before...
She does that.
Borat exploded upon the world, and it was just on the HBO. And he was trying to explain in the South that Barbara Bush is really funny because it's like eating... Barbara Bush is a funny... Because in Kazakhstan, a babra means to eat, and the bush is a hair on the pubis.
Yeah, and then the chick just completely ignores him. It's like some woman that went to boarding school with Barbara Bush, and she's like, and over here we have an olive tree.
Didn't even acknowledge it. Yeah. Didn't even acknowledge, like, not even, oh, that's a funny coincidence. Just, oh, yeah, over here's a tree.
I find that ability is just like super, super strong in the South mm-hmm. to just like, nope, didn't hear that. Just going to smile and be all like, okay, man, how about a spot of sweet tea? You know, it's just like,
I'm going to go ahead and pretend like I didn't hear that
because
I'm not ready to return an answer.
I'm not ready to lynch you yet. So I'm not going to hear that on my ears. You need Jesus.
Jesus does heal. It's a pretty, pretty powerful dude.
I need Jesus, too. I mean, I like, my neighbor's yard looks amazing, and mine just looks like shit.
Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
Jesus is his gardener.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing, amazing landscape.
Does really
both
good work.
A gardener and a co-pilot. He's got a lot of range.
Oh, he's a talented dude. Vince, you just returned from a trip to L.A.
I sure did. I sure did.
The main reason of going was you were part of a legitimate big-time comedy night.
I sure was.
And how did that go?
It went really well.
That was
anybody
less than 24 hours ago.
Anybody who came out that's a listener And I think there must have been many of you because it was packed and you got people laughed at my jokes. So I don't know.
I don't know what that's all about.
I assume
that's a first.
I assume that they must have heard the Frogcast before because why would they just laugh at me if they didn't know
anything about you?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
so this has never happened before, but I was actually outside when they called my name because I went outside to go. You know, listen to a bit just to sort of get it in my head, like a 5-minute chunk on my iPhone. And they were supposed to, it was in the middle of Dave Anthony's set, and it was supposed to be him and then a chunk of 5-second films and then me. And so I went outside in the middle of his set for like 5 minutes and I came back in and the doorman's like, oh yeah, they're calling your name on stage. And I was like, what?
Is that, that was your reaction?
Yeah, pretty much. In my body. I almost did it out loud, but it's like you're trying to get really comfortable before you go on stage. And I was like in that state where I'm like, all right, feeling confident, feeling not nervous, you know, right. I'm feeling good. And then like right before I go on stage, guess what? You just fucked this up for
shot
everybody.
Of adrenaline.
And I'm just like, I'm a god.
You just ruined every, not only their night, but potentially their life.
Yeah. Right. Well, my life.
And theirs.
Yeah.
Because you're late. So how did it go?
Went really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. People laughed.
As two comedians, is that usually a good sign?
Oh, man, yes. It's such a good feeling.
Like, although they did like an applause break, yeah. Which I'm not sure how to feel about because...
What joke was it after?
I think it was... Well, okay, there was the font one and then the thing about rescue dogs they applauded after. So
do they laugh and then applaud or is it more like, that was more smart than funny?
They did laugh and then applaud, which is better, but it's right. Sort of just like...
Were they laughing so hard that they were compelled to applaud?
I don't think it was quite that. It was right. More like they wanted to
not like Apollo,
pat me on
Apollo
the back.
Theater style.
Like
Apollo,
what?
Apollo.
Apollo. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Apollo. Yeah. Like,
he's asking how many black people were there.
3. Craig Robinson was one of them. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
he's a funny man.
He's a large man, and he seems cool.
Yeah.
So
he seems cool because... He walked down the hall while me and Joe were standing out there, and he said, "What's up, fellas?" And I was like, "That guy's cool."
I saw him at the.
He said hi to me, man.
I saw him at the Improv one night when I was there, and he was just flocked by tiny Asian women.
I was just gonna say, I mean, this was at the Improv also, Asian and just like every girl, I don't know if they're all waitresses or not, but every man, he's just like a big old black moth or right? A big old black porch light with a bunch of moths.
It's as a female, like, you want to be like, oh my god, like, I fucking love this guy, like, but there's always like, you know,
you
what
just
I mean?
Don't
I'm not
get
a
raped.
I'm not a chuckle fucker, you know what I mean? I'm in it for my own groupies. I'm not
that's right.
trying to be one of yours.
Yeah.
You can be maybe one of my groupies.
I got no groupies afterwards, which is
what?
Bullshit. Yeah, right?
God. In LA?
I know.
Damn it.
After I fucking killed it.
That's horse shit.
Isn't that why you went down there?
Yeah, it really is. Well, me and Joe were talking about it. Part of the problem with comedy is that it's rare that you get attractive single women showing up to comedy shows. It's either you get a bachelorette party, which is the most annoying, off-putting thing in the world.
They're horrible
or
people.
You get like dudes with their girlfriends like on a date.
Like, shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Or you get the girls that went to the Tosh thing and then say that he was going to rape them.
He raped them with his words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you enjoy seeing the most?
You know, I've seen Maria Bamford before, so she was, you know, she had her moments of brilliance like she always does. Greg Fitzsimmons was pretty damn funny. I always liked seeing Joe, so.
Joe, did he have any new ones or was it similar?
Yeah, he had some new ones. He had one about, I really couldn't do it justice, but it involves
if you just explain it. It's always funnier if you just explain
it. He's talking about how there's too many charities and like people are starving in the world. Don't try to give me Yorkie rescue. And then he goes into a bit about how like one of the leading causes of death worldwide is diarrhea. And then he sort of acts out someone dying themselves to death.
That'd be a bad way to go.
That's a hard bit to work out too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he had this one that he was going to do that he was talking about all week that he didn't get to. Which was killing me all week because he has this thing where he's like, so do you guys want me to do an impression of Robert De Niro or a schizophrenic cholo who accuses people of getting molested?
What?
And then he's just like,
how do you even choose?
Did you touch your privates? You been touching your privates? And so he was just doing that. He was doing that all week, and I'd hear him like go into another room where I was, where nobody was, and he would just be in there. I heard you've been touching your privates.
Just to himself.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Just sort of practicing, you know. Well, you know, Joe will just like go into weird freestyles, yeah, like off the top of his head.
I understand. Yeah, like he'll just start sort of yelling stuff. Even if he was at home alone, it would just. Stop touching him! Stop touching him! Privacy.
This other thing where he would go into like a beginning of a freestyle, where he'd be like, "Throw him up, throw him down, titty fuck that clown."
So good.
And that was all it was, but it was really good.
I think he really needs to take the beef rider thing,
yeah,
to the next level.
Yeah, he didn't do beef rider last night.
Oh,
wow.
I like beef rider a lot.
Let's get Laramie on the line because I feel bad for keeping him waiting.
Yeah, he's very upset. We need to talk to him about...
you know that guy. A fucking temper.
Yeah.
Like a volcano.
Yeah, well, his dog, which is the picture.
Oh, man. Justin Halpern's bulldog is so goddamn cute.
Bulldogs are pretty cool.
I don't even usually like bulldogs, but she's like an awesome, not very drooly one with like a non-misshapen head.
Mr. Legal.
Is Vince there?
Hey. No, we kicked him out.
Hey, this is Justice Scalia.
Dude, I saw him.
So what I was curious about is, did you get a free pass because of your last name?
Yes, they just let me right in. They're like, "Oh, right this way, sir."
Oh, it's Mr. Legal.
It's really weird. Yeah.
Could you explain like why? What are you doing over there? You're in D.C. What's your?
Vince is flustered.
I'm flummoxed.
I'm home now. I got home last night at midnight.
Oh, okay.
I went to 3 separate oral arguments in the church an emphasis on oral. They were an hour each. I watched, you know, I watched history being made over there. Hopefully we're going to strike down that Voters' Rights Act. Freaking sick of those people voting, am I right? You know what I'm talking about, the people.
What was the journey all about, though? Was it specifically to go to the Supreme Court?
It was that and to see the Library of Congress because I had to do a little bit of research for some older books. So
you're writing books in the past.
Uh-huh. This one's about killing Lincoln. I don't know if anyone's done that, but I think it's been pretty good. So,
We're here with Leslie Small. So if you hear a girl's voice, that's not Brendan.
Or Brett.
Hello, Leslie Small.
Why, hello, Mr. Legal. How are you?
That is quite a voice. We should keep that on here. That's really nice. Dulcet tones. Hey, Vincent.
Yes.
I got a report about you that I wanted to run by you.
I
heard you were on the Focus Features lot today.
I was. How'd you hear that?
Causing some trouble.
What?
So I want to let you know I have eyes and ears everywhere.
How did you hear that?
And just don't try it, man.
That's really
don't
weird.
Try it.
How did you hear that?
What were you doing in Burbank, man? What's going on?
Hey, who are you talking to?
Don't you know I'm loco?
Who are you talking to? How did you know that?
I had a friend text me. She's like, I see your boys on the list over here at Focus where I am too. And I'm like, oh, I got to freak him out. Tell me everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, nice.
Yeah, I talked to Derek Chianfrance.
Oh, she was doing that too.
Yeah.
Did you tell him Blue Valentine sucks?
No, I didn't see it. I never saw it.
It's not very good.
And Laramie sees everything.
Well, we started off on a bad foot because one of the first questions he mentioned, I forget what he mentioned, and I asked him like what his favorite movies from last year were, and he was like, you know, Beasts of the Southern Wild, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, ugh, write this guy off.
Did you just fart really loud?
Yeah.
Did you see Beyond the Pines?
I did, yeah.
I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm embargoed, so I'm professional. I don't know about you, but...
I wrote my review of it at TIFF, which is already posted online.
Oh, okay.
So I'm certainly not embargoed since I saw it in September.
Mm.
So, yeah, I thought it was good. I'll never see it again. I mean, I'll say that. So.
Yeah, kind of how I feel.
You're embargoed. Hey, keep it professional over there.
Okay.
Come on.
Hands on the table.
Was he a nice dude?
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
You really flew down to Burbank just for that interview, which is going to get 0.0 clicks?
Do you really think that I would do that?
All right, it's okay. Just making sure. I know you're all about them clicks, so.
That is true, though.
You really think I would fly down to Burbank to, like, interview a director?
Vince, to be fair, you are all about the clicks.
Well, yeah, but that's why I wouldn't do that, because that gets no clicks.
There's a slideshow involved. I hear you.
Yeah.
You know what slideshow means, Legal? Multiple clicks. There's 10 pictures. It's times 10.
It's 10 pages right there.
Oh, my God. Per person.
Yeah.
How many people make it through every slideshow? Is it almost everybody?
Oh, it's like 160% bounce rate.
Do you get bonus points if they like click back?
Oh yeah, I got points.
Like what if I just had to look at that picture again? I didn't mean to click forward.
Well, I have options. I have page view options. So
on like, clickbacks,
if I buy in at like 6 page views and you do 8, then I get the difference. I pocket the difference.
When Vince submits his clicks invoice and they're like, 4.2 billion, Vince, really? Yeah. I run all those Spring Breakers slideshows.
Yeah.
So check the, need that money.
Check the numbers. They're legit. Check them again.
Each time that GIF jiggles, that's 3 page views.
I ran Kate Upton, didn't I? Yeah. It's ball game, scoreboard, YOLO.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Brendan?
I don't know, man.
I think he's it's Trust Fall Thursday.
He said he couldn't come and he didn't say why.
What's Leslie's story then? What's her situation? What's she doing?
She got some boots.
Yeah, I got some. Well, they're lesbian grade boots. You know.
Is she a comedian?
Si, senor.
You get the money for the funny.
Yep. I make the giggles happen.
Do you make people laugh more than Vince does?
Sometimes.
I don't know. Depends on the show.
Do you feel like lady comics have an advantage because there's less of them, or are there just as many now?
No, there's definitely less of them. But people are always like, oh. Is it tough? Because, you know, women aren't funny. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Why?
You got them lady parts weighing you down.
You have that vagina that confuses you and bewilders your words.
You don't have a full brain, right? Is that the difference?
It's because part of it lumps off into your vagina. Is that how it works? I don't know how it works.
I'm so... Your species confuses me.
Okay, I do have a relevant question.
Yeah.
My friend Justin Halpern is working on his pilot for his sitcom right now. And somehow... Jezebel found out that he didn't have, I forget how many actual female writers he had, but it was less than the male writers, and they were very angry. They wrote a very angry editorial about how shows should make an effort to like have even numbers. And
I want to say something on this because I had 5 female writers and 5 male writers at film.com at one point.
Uh-huh.
It's impossible to find women. Like, I could have hired 700 white male, age 18 to 35 writers. Oh, my God, my office is falling apart. But women, you, like, have to go out and be like, will you please write for me? Like, they just don't exist.
Which is weird, because when I was copywriting, it was, like, mostly women.
Yeah, editors, there's a lot of women editors, but very few critics. And I guess, I'm guessing TV writers are pretty similar, right?
But do you think making it a quota is like?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, personally, I think it is. Like when I put on like if I'm putting on a comedy show, I want at least one female mm-hmm. in that show, besides myself, and I try to make that happen. But the reality is there's just so many more men in the field that it's like sooner or later you're gonna have a show that just like doesn't have more females on it. It's unfortunate.
If you're like if you're writing a show, I mean, are you picking like it's one thing when you're doing stand up where obviously like you want a female perspective and you want more of it just because it gets boring hearing a bunch of white dudes talk about white dude shit.
Right.
But
to be fair, white dude problems are really plaguing our entire world.
Right. Yeah.
It's everyone's problems because even minorities are rising up at this point. We're trying to keep them down.
Minorities are rising up to make everyone aware of white people problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a Supreme Court story about voters' rights. I go into the court. I got there an hour early and you can't bring anything in. Like they have attack dogs and marshals staring at you and like you can't bring like a pen in, for instance. So you just have to stand there and sit and stare at the wall, right? So I'm sitting there. And, you know, meditating, as I like to do.
Naked to the full cavity?
And, right, guess who comes in to shake people's hands?
Craig Robinson.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Fantastic.
Wow. Oh.
Followed by Al Sharpton.
Naturally. Oh, man.
Followed by Rachel Maddow. And they all sat behind this guy. And wow. I was almost certain the marshals were going to come over and be like, hey, you, get the hell out of here. You're clearly not with the Reverend or Al Sharpton, boy.
Is it? Can anyone go sit in on it? Or was this?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you going to write about it, or what were you? Why were you? What were you doing?
No, I have a friend who's a clerk, and so I was like, I might as well take advantage of that. I'm never going to get to go otherwise, you know.
So what was the deal with the Library of Congress thing?
I just wanted. I'd never been. You know, I'd been to DC before, but not the LOC. And I found out that you could go and get this reader's card, and then order up books from your seat in the Library of Congress, and they bring them to you, like little book ferrets.
Yeah.
And so I did that for about 6 hours. It was fantastic.
Did you just keep having, did you just have a huge pile of books next to you?
At some point, I didn't even need them. I was just like,
another book. Hurry.
He just met a book fort around him.
Yeah. I try and find the heaviest ones.
Did Rachel Maddow make any like smug little jokes that she would smirk about?
Everyone was really mad after. It was on MSNBC and CNN. I was watching on the JetBlue as I was flying back.
Fancy.
And people were very, very outraged about that Anton Scalia.
Yeah. What did he do?
He compared the Voters' Rights Act to an entitlement program.
So what exactly does the Voters' Rights Act do?
Well, this particular part of it, Section 5, indicates that 11 states need to get pre-clearance in certain counties in these states before they change anything about their voting procedures, meaning you change the location, hours, whatever.
Right, right, right.
Because what these states were doing in the 60s is putting up roadblocks. You then would sue, get that roadblock taken down, and there'd be a new one. So Section 5 indicates before you do anything, you need to consult the federal government, and we will give you yes or no on this thing so that you can't discriminate. And if you go 10 years without having an infraction, the Section 5 is lifted. Well, Shelby County, Alabama couldn't go more than about 5 years without having an infraction, so they sued the federal government. And Justice Sotomayor, first question she asked basically was, aren't you the worst county in the world to bring this suit as all you do is discriminate? And the guy's like, well, you know, we're not as bad as we were, so how about a little love?
That's always an awesome argument is we've been worse and we could be worse.
Right.
Not that many crosses on fire in people's lawns anymore, you know?
So
it's,
wait.
It's down 4%.
So they're suing to get which part removed?
They're suing to get that Section 5
removed.
They're
basically suing to discriminate.
So that the government that they don't have to ask the federal government for permission to like put up roadblocks?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So now they want to be free and clear to gerrymander and make voters impossible to vote in certain counties if they're a little too black, if you know what I'm saying.
Very dark areas.
You're being a little coy.
Or if they're wearing too many yarmulkes, they probably don't like their kind either.
And it looks like it's going to be 5-4 to strike it down. It looks like the conservative wing and Kennedy.
God, is this the worst court that has ever been?
They might strike down voters' rights, affirmative action, gay marriage, and allow DNA testing within one session.
Well,
it's amazing.
The best of all, they already fucked up the campaign finance thing. That's probably the worst thing that they've done this whole time, I think.
Simply awesome. They're simply great. I love them.
Even John McCain is like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these guys. They're like, we're making
they were
arguments.
Sitting up there, and, like, isn't racism basically a thing of the past, guys? And you're like, well, yeah, for you it is, because you're a white Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your civics lesson for the day.
Good times. Good times.
So was it interesting? Was it fun? Or
oh no, it was intensely interesting. Really, really interesting to see how the legal minds worked, and they would interrupt instantly. Like a you know, the AG of Maryland or whatever was up there gets up there and she says like four words, and Scalia just crushes her just right off the bat, and then she's just sad for the rest of her 20 minutes.
How would he crush her?
So she started off by saying, so this was a DNA case. The question is, are they allowed to take your DNA when they arrest you as opposed to convict you? And people have been convicted of crimes in the past because their DNA has been taken upon arrest, of which they had no probable cause for this other crime, right?
Yeah.
So they're getting sued, obviously. And she goes, we've caught 400 people using this DNA testing. We've prosecuted 150 of them. And right then Scalia goes, oh, fantastic. Well, why don't we just go into everyone's houses and find more criminals? It was like, oh.
Oh, wow.
So wait, what side was he arguing for?
He hates any infringement on the Fourth Amendment. So he was actually arguing against DNA testing.
Oh, all right.
He thinks DNA testing is very futuristic, too. It's very.
What does he think about Minority Report?
He thinks that's not going to happen ever.
Not on his watch.
He liked Tom Cruise, though, weirdly.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think of the Oscars? Both of you.
Oh, that's
up
right.
For both of our guests.
Oh, man.
So, wait, Laramie, you really live blog? How long did you live blog for, Vince? Because Laramie, 6 hours in a row?
I think it was 5.5, but yeah.
I was there for a while, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I started at 5. I did from 5:30 to the end of the show, whenever that
did
was.
Did you have a catheter?
No.
You should have.
Yeah. Hey, you're
I was in the tub. I was in the tub just so I could just pee and shit and do whatever.
Yeah, you
we
could.
Call that it's more of a low budget catheter. It's called the Batheter.
Oh, no.
What do you think, L Smooth?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm pretty immature, so I'm going to enjoy things like that. I've like
so
had
you're not,
to.
You're
I've
not down to, with the backlash.
No,
there was a big he's misogynistic thing, wasn't
it? I know.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny. I get it. Like, okay, you know, who was it? I think like Jane Fonda made a good point. God, she looks good at like 70-something.
She really does, yeah.
I'm such a dick.
I think she's over 300.
She's over 300, and she looks amazing. Like, look, compare really her to, like, Joan Rivers, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Or whatever.
Well, Joan Rivers, like, 80.
I love Joan Rivers, though. Yeah. But here's the thing. She was saying that, like, a lot of, like, the, you know, the we saw your boobs thing. She was like, the only thing is, you know, they could have picked, like, different movies. She's like, a lot of those, you know, scenes where the actresses were topless occurred during a rape. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Also, all right.
That they could have just, you know, taken a bit more care to consider which films they were referencing or whatever. You know what I mean? That's all I mean. Because I didn't think it was, you know, I thought it was kind of funny.
Also, here's my thing about that. I didn't think it was super funny. I thought it was basically like, the joke was, we saw your boobs, and then he just sings it like 10 times, which is basically like a Family Guy bit where it's like, yeah, it's something that was mildly funny, and then you just say it over and over without it going anywhere.
Right.
So that's one thing. I also think it wouldn't have been that bad if he didn't open the show with it. Like, if he would have done some opening and like
warm him up, man.
Yeah, warm him up, and then in the middle of the show when things are already getting silly and everybody's drunk anyway,
right?
Then you throw in the We Saw Your Boobs song. Also, this is like the non-feminist perspective. This is the male perspective, which is if you're going to make fun of girls for doing anything,
don't.
Doing the taking their tops off is the worst. Like, why would I ever want to make fun of girls doing the exact thing that I want them to do?
That's like when guys in school would be like, you're a fucking slut. And I'm like, whatever. And they're like,
you know you want it.
And I'm like, now you get none.
Yeah.
When the smart guy friends were just like hooking up with me and not saying anything to anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And just hooking
girl,
out,
this is
great.
So natural what you do, girl.
Yeah.
I like it when you do that.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. This is so natural.
So I thought that was stupid. I don't necessarily think that was sexist. But here's my issue with all the backlash against it. I feel like we've forgotten. Like, there's all these sexist things that happen in the world, you know, like fucking honor killings and, you know, legitimate rape and all that sort of shit. And,
honor.
And I feel like that is coloring all these people's reactions to these things that would be super innocuous outside of that context.
Right.
Like, they're not separating the two. And I feel like you really need to separate the two. I feel like maybe, like, Seth MacFarlane maybe should know better that stuff is going to color shit that you say. But there's still, like, I feel like you have to evaluate it separately and not as part of some grand continuum. Like, if you can't make hacky women be shopping, like the hacky women be shopping kind of jokes are like not part of the same thing. Like, there's going to be like Seth MacFarlane pulling a girl's ponytail is a little different than like fucking justifying date rape. And and the people that are really pissed are like sort of
acting
like it's part of the same continuum.
Who said that date rape was justified?
The Republican Party.
Well, I mean, besides them, they know it's good fun.
Leslie, legitimate date rape.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like roofied date rape.
Yes.
Not just like, all right, we have to stop making out now. Yeah. No, we don't.
No, it's actually date grape, which is a new Gatorade flavor.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I want to come to his rousing defense on a technical merits here.
Right.
Okay.
My argument would be, that was a hypothetical. We saw your boobs dance. It wasn't actual. They were predicting the future, and thus you can't hold him accountable for that because he did not do it in real life.
Yeah, but three layers of meta doesn't make it funnier.
Okay, right. Just I thought I'd trot it out there, see if it stuck. Yeah.
Whereas I did think the Zero Dark Thirty joke was funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
The Ben Affleck snub joke was pretty funny. I laughed at least a dozen of the things he said.
Larry, do you have a big party while you're live blogging, or is it more your whole?
No, it's horrible. Do you know how shitty it is to live blog for 6 hours? Like, you can't talk to anyone or look up, or
you're also watching the Oscars the whole time.
It's god awful. Like,
I think I might be done with the live blogging thing because I swear I could pay attention to like maybe 4 second chunks of the Oscars, and then I was like reading tweets and fucking reading comments.
You get so many clicks.
Is it a
click-a-thon in there?
It's a click-a-thon.
People are clicking left and right.
Wouldn't it just make more sense to like live tweet?
Yeah.
Then live blog.
You are not getting any clicks.
Yeah, you're giving all your clicks to Twitter.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Clicks.
Do you understand how the internet works?
Do you work for Twitter?
I just watch cats. I'm sorry.
Did you come in here?
I just come here for the cats. Do you guys have cat videos or not?
Vince promised me 4 new cat videos.
He said he had new ones that I hadn't seen before.
The worst part is...
I've seriously seen a lot.
I've seen most of them. I mean, that's part of my job, man. I was a crazy cat lady.
The worst part of this is my special lady usually, you know, takes care of everything while I'm blogging these bad boys. You know, like the dog and food.
Rub and tug.
The catheter and all that.
Yeah. And empties your colostomy.
She flew to Sydney the night before, which did not help me at all.
Oh, you were stressed out.
It was the opposite of helping me.
What's she doing in Sydney?
She's just checking stuff out, man. Yelling at people. Getting mad. Yep. You know?
I am an American. I'm an American citizen.
Snapping necks and cashing checks.
Okay. Okay.
As one does in Australia. That's mostly what people do. Especially
she works for Amazon, so she's worldwide. My sugar mama.
So then there was the Onion tweet, which is the other big story of the night.
Which technically was funny, but
yeah.
shouldn't have been done.
What? Well,
I'm not aware. I'm not aware.
You're not aware, really? You missed that?
I don't pay any attention to the Oscars at all.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my brother, and they had it on, him and his...
How long did you blog it for?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I blogged it for... like 12 and a half hours.
Okay, so you don't really pay. I got it.
I don't pay it, but I don't like any awards show. I think they're all terrible, especially the Oscars. So I didn't watch any of it. I saw the end. I saw the best actor, actress, best director, best picture.
Perfect.
I saw Michelle Obama with her monster bangs that were like eating
Dude,
her.
Dude, why do people do that? You don't have to start the bangs from the middle of your head.
I was concerned that her face was going to get eaten by her bangs.
Okay, so the tweet
was power bangs.
The tweet was, this is from The Onion. Everyone else seems afraid to say it, but that Cuban, how do you say that fucking name?
Cuevazine Wallace.
Cuevazine.
Cuvengene.
Yeah, there you go. That was it.
Okay, everyone else seems afraid to say it, but that Cuvengene Wallace is kind of a cunt, right? And, you know, she's 9 and everybody's like, oh, I fucking can't... So, like, people raised such a stink that the CEO even, like, wrote an official apology for it.
I legitimately think, though, anyone under, say, 14 is probably off limits.
But
you get the joke, right? The whole fucking the whole fucking joke is that she's innocent and cute and obviously not a cunt.
Oh no, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, part of it too is as a society,
well, she might be. I mean,
what if she was being? That's what I was gonna say. We don't know what's happening on that red carpet, you guys.
Yeah.
She actually wasn't great on the red carpet. I will say she was kind of a jerk.
Aw.
Sorry. Call like I see it.
Is that true?
She's 8. What do you expect?
I expect professionalism. All right. God damn it.
Act like you've been here before.
Just because you're 8. I mean, if you're gonna be nominated for an Oscar, you better fucking act right.
That's right.
Okay. All eyes are on you. Pop.
Someone said
I wasn't offended by the tweet, and I wasn't like I'm right on the middle for both of these. Where I wasn't offended by the tweet, and I wasn't that upset that they apologized for it either.
I think a lot of people are raising a stink there. I read an article today just about how the ethnic side of it, I guess.
Yeah, with that,
like, because that she's
didn't
black,
make any
it's like a
sense
million
to me.
Times worse or whatever. Not worse, but like, I guess the article was saying like you'd never hear The Onion say that about like Dakota Fanning,
which is the most bullshit stretch of an argument ever. And how does that? What like what?
Like because Dakota
to do with...
Fanning isn't a good enough actress to get an Oscar.
Like if they thought of that when fucking Dakota Fanning was there, I guarantee they would have said it.
They
about Dakota Fanning.
You know what I mean? Or if the chick from Little Miss Sunshine, whoever, any child actress.
They're equal opportunity offense.
Like I get the part where the girl herself might have seen that and not been savvy enough with satire to understand the joke. But then the people that got pissed about it were just making it that much more of a big deal.
So
like
you understand that most people like being offended. Most people like being offended, and usually it doesn't affect them directly at all.
Well, yeah, of course. That's when you have to take offense.
And so most people something like that happens. And
there's a lot of heroes around.
Well, everyone...
tie your fucking cape on, all
there's
right?
There's a lot of heroes.
Most people enjoy hopping on the I'm offended bandwagon.
Yeah.
Very few people like defending anything.
That offends me, you saying that.
Well, you're part of the bandwagon.
Yeah, you're not going to win any nice guy awards defending the right of The Onion to call a little girl.
She did say, here's the one thing she did. What was her name? Hush Puppy in the movie? The guy goes, why don't I just call you Hush Puppy? And she goes, that's not my name. My name is Cuvengene or whatever it is. And it was like, oh, why don't you play along? Why don't you yes and
yeah,
us, please?
Yes and. What's the matter with you?
Come on.
Here's what I think. I don't think that kids under the age of 18 should be allowed to act. I think fucking...
Agreed.
I think we need a bunch of, like, Emmanuel Lewis's and, right, and Gary Coleman's, because, like, yep, that just ruins them. There's no reason for child actors. It's the worst thing ever.
I mean, at the same time, like, I'm sure she's met so many people during this award season and with the buzz of the movie and everything like that, that just can't even say her name. Yeah. It's like, really? I was fucking nominated for a fucking Oscar and you shitty reporter, you can't even take the time to learn how to pronounce my name?
To be fair, it is a really hard name to pronounce.
No, I get it, but, like, that's why we can, like, break things down, like, you know what I mean? It can be phonetic. Like, you can just, like, break it down and, like, make it really easy
for
yourself.
She's got a fucking an accent on the last syllable, so...
Which isn't English, by the way. Yeah, you can't do that.
Kuvanjane.
Yeah, we don't have accents.
Because if that's the accent, if that's it would be Kuvanjane.
That's what Section 5 is going to get rid of, finally.
Oh, man. Thank God. No more roadblocks between me and accents.
No.
Terribleness.
Yeah. No more apostrophes.
So the one thing that's good about child actors, though, is they end up being ruined almost always.
So
right?
It's like, yeah, that's what you get.
If you want to crush a potential adulthood, just throw them in front of the camera.
So, Laramie, you're big on the odds, the gambling odds pre-Oscars. Yeah. Do you put some of your, if it were legal, some of your hard-earned writing money on the line?
If it was legal, I would have cleaned up.
I would have cleaned up. The only one I missed was Ang Lee.
Now, the thing that to take advantage of was Argo being a 5-1 underdog.
It was an
about
underdog?
Eight weeks out. And then the Critics' Choice and SAGs happened. And then Lincoln was a 6-1 underdog going in. So you could basically hedge and just guarantee yourself massive profits if you did that.
Yeah, like I understand the betting odds thing. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to be like the Nate Silver of the Oscars. And it's like,
they don't know what they're doing either. That's the amazing
They don't
part.
Know what they're doing. And they like fucking David Poland is... The most of David Poland every day, like he was tweeting like 5 times every 10 minutes, arguing with some aspect of himself, I think, because he was like, who are these people that say Lincoln's going to win and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, who are you arguing with? No one cares about this but you.
Even more egregious, though, are the people who make predictions who don't know what they're talking about, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like the Grantland dude actually has a Pulitzer Prize. He's a great writer for the Boston
Is that Wesley
book.
Morris?
Yeah, he said there's no way Anne Hathaway wins Best Supporting. It's like she is a 40-1 favorite right now, man. Like you should know better than to put that in print. You should do a modicum of research, just a skosh.
The excessive predicting. Why does everybody have to try and predict everything?
Because that's part of the game, man.
I do it to jerry-rig the market so I can make more money. I don't know about you.
Laramie, can you parlay that or is it only straight up?
I haven't seen a place where you can parlay it, but it would be amazing if you could.
Does this really not happen in Vegas?
Oh, it does, right?
Yeah. Oh.
No, it does. Yeah. Laramie lives in a place where it is not legal yet, right, Laramie?
Hey, we've got gay marriage and marijuana. We're getting there.
Right.
We're crushing it.
Yeah, how's that marijuana thing working out?
Oh, amazing.
Right now you can go to these places and just go buy some weed.
They're actually still working on setting up the infrastructure because it turns out if you don't have the FDA regulate your product, you don't know if it's safe or not, or you know if it's.
But can't you just slap on the not FDA approved? Like, no, seriously, that's what most supplements do, and
right,
that's
like
what
most power bars that are fucking sketch.
Well, and then the potpourri shit that is the.
No, I don't think they're worried about being sued. I think they're generally worried about poisoning the populace.
Right.
I mean, that's what
weed's dangerous. I almost overdosed on marijuanas.
Did you?
Multiple
marijuanas?
Well, I had 6 marijuanas one night.
Wow.
I do really enjoy what's his name? Twitter comedian man.
Rob Delaney?
Yeah, all his 420 no stuff. Yeah.
420 no?
Yeah, that stuff kills me.
Love it.
Where it's just like, one time I saw a chick smoke weed and she exploded and totally died. I always
enjoy Have you guys watched that Weed County show?
No. What's that?
It's in actually Northern California, believe it or not.
Wait.
I think there's a
Let me guess. Green Triangle.
That's right, yes. Emerald Triangle.
Wait, does it involve any people pawning things or like buying antiques or anything?
Or digging in the soil for metal.
It should.
It's close. On one side of this document.
Okay, well, that's the only thing I watched, so now I'm interested.
You've got your weed growers on one side.
Uh-huh.
On the other side, you've got your police officers, and they like edit it so the police officers might pull over the weed growers and blah, blah, blah. But there's this one cop in there who goes, I don't want people getting high and going out and killing people in their cars. And I'm like, I don't think that ever – does that happen? Like,
yeah,
is that,
so that's what happens most of the time. People smoke weed.
Is that ever?
They turn their vehicles into killing machines.
Like, right. That's their first
thought. Their first thought is, I am high. I want to drive my car into humans.
I thought that was alcohol.
No, it's weed.
No, it's weed. It's like, how can I leverage this vehicle into a machine of death? What can I do?
That's everyone's thought. So if anyone's thinking about smoking weed – you got to take your keys away.
Right? Because you'll be duct taping ninja stars to the sides of your tires like in chariot races.
Just slashing people down.
I'd like to see that.
See, the thing is, you guys have legal weed, but I don't know how weed could possibly be more legal here because...
I feel so good about our weed situation.
Yeah.
No, what they're doing to you guys is busting the growers and the people who sell it.
Right.
Yeah, but as far as I'm concerned, it's like
they're not
busting
you.
I've smoked weed openly. I don't know how much more open I could like have smoked weed in San Francisco.
I mean, you could rub it in some cop's face.
Yeah.
Like, hey, suck that. Right.
I mean, you could,
and he'd be like, "Thanks,
weed dildo.
Thanks, bro."
Even when I get pulled over, like my car. I couldn't make my car not smell like weed if I really tried. And anytime I've gotten pulled over, it's just never been an issue at all. Just like,
I think they're mostly mad at the people buying and selling hundreds of pounds of it.
Right.
Because, but I mean, I don't understand why they're mad at those people even. Like, I don't care.
Because the government wants the taste.
The government.
They want their taste.
Well, and that's the thing, is that if you look into even, like, the medicinal marijuana dispensaries that are here in California, like, the tax revenue alone is insane and staggering.
But are they paying taxes?
Yes.
Yeah,
big time.
A lot.
And it's been one of the leading arguments in regulating and taxing marijuana is just, like, what the government could be making as opposed to what they're not.
But the problem with that, I mean, if you're running a dispensary, the problem is, like, to pay taxes on growing weed, you basically have to admit to a federal crime in writing, which is kind of scary.
That's why you have a lot of federal jeopardy with that, because you can't actually say, but you do want to pay taxes, right?
Yeah. So. Like, you're like, see, look, you guys can make money off of this, but then you're like, here, go ahead and arrest me if you feel like it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and that's been one of, like, the biggest issues with the Obama administration in terms of, you know, doing what they were saying they were going to do. In terms of leaving growers alone in states that have decided to legalize it.
Yeah, like, what are they getting out of it? I don't
exactly.
think it's not like a popular either. Political issue. Like, I don't know if it must be pressure from the people
or Jesus.
It must be pressure from like the DEA lobby or something. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
There's a lot more money in the problem than there is in the solution.
What? Right. Like,
well, prisons are for profit.
DEA? Yeah. I mean.
Well, yeah, no, and arresting and imprisoning people.
Smith and Wesson?
Makes people a lot of money.
Well, and just, I mean, right. if people grow it illegally and make a bunch of money, you can just take their money.
Yeah. Yep.
I was going to say, all that money gets taken.
I'm going to hold on to this.
Well, the thing about Leslie Small is that she has never smoked marijuana.
It's weird for me.
It's weird that your car smells like it. And
it's just because I use marijuana air fresheners.
But I'll try it.
So,
do you have one of those things that hang on your rear view? It's not a tree. It's a marijuana leaf.
Yep. And it says not real.
It says 420 no.
Not real. Don't
on this
worry.
Weed
it's
County,
not real.
They indicate that it helps with epilepsy in some cases, which I was not aware of.
It actually does. My father has epilepsy.
That's
my father has multiple sclerosis, which is why he smokes a lot.
So many scleroses.
Yeah.
So many.
Sclerosi, please.
Sorry, my fault.
What
else you got going on over there? I have lists, by the way. Don't get too drunk and forget them.
Well, I was going to talk about L.A.
Do it.
So last time I went to L.A., I really enjoyed it because I sort of just stayed at Joe's in Culver City and I sort of walked around and. It's nice around there. There's a few places you can walk to, and it's pretty.
You went and got some coffee, probably, and did some blogging.
Yeah, pretty much. And then so this time, you know, I had a couple appointments. I had to go out to like Silver Lake to hang out with the 5 Second Films crew, which was interesting because they have like a filmmaker frat house. Basically,
nice.
It's like they have a green screen in the garage. Like there's a downstairs that's an entire room of wardrobes, like different costumes and props and stuff.
That's kind of awesome.
It's pretty cool. So I had to drive out there. You know, I drove out to Burbank to interview the Blue Valentine guy. You know, I drove around more. And I realized that's how you know when you really hate LA is trying to get from one place to the next in your car, and you're like,
oh god, especially if you have to be there by a time.
Yeah.
Oh.
And by wanted that, to kill myself.
If that time is under an hour. Because going from Culver City to Burbank, that's an hour.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. It was 40 minutes today, and that was at like noon on a Thursday.
I would have thought a big time blogger like you would be copted around. Is that not right?
Yeah, well, sometimes I get my squirrel suit and I have Michael Bay drop me from a plane.
We're going to have to squirrel suit into this interview.
So that was one problem. Because, you know, not too long ago, I was like, oh, man, I could see moving to LA instead of having to deal with all this, like, San Francisco being so fucking expensive.
Oh, man, isn't city life crazy?
Yeah. This whole rigmarole. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. And then, so this time I was like, wow, get me back to San Francisco instantly. Right. And then the other thing that I noticed about LA is that is a sort of a theme is that they have a tendency to not know shit about anything that's not in their like direct whatever they're dealing with on a daily basis. If it's outside of that, they have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Like it just
it's
like,
a very small world.
Yeah, it's insane. The guy that the when I dropped off my rental car, the rental car guy who drove me back to the terminal was unaware that there were in and outs outside of LA at all. He's like, you guys have that up in San Francisco? And I was like, yeah.
Y'all have water up there?
Yeah,
that's fucking weird.
Like pretty much the entire western half of the United States has those. But
do you guys have the sun? Or yeah. How does
do you guys have Sprite or is it just Sierra Mist?
There was a girl who had not heard of Manti Te'o, didn't know who he was, didn't know anything about that sort of thing.
Was she one of those, like, I don't have a television?
No, she wasn't even snotty about it. She's like, what was that? I don't even know.
Wow.
And then what was the other thing? There was another one.
To be fair, you could get that anywhere.
And the other one was as I was in Focus Features after I talked to, what's his face?
Keira Knightley.
Yeah. The director was talking about how he'd met with a bank robber to do research. And I was asking him what he learned from the bank robber, and he's like, well, I learned that, you know, you can just rob a bank with a note, you know, like you could just go in there with a note and you give it to them and they have to give you the money.
Oh, sure.
So wait, people aren't willing to die just on the idea that you might not have a gun?
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, all right. And then as I'm walking out, the publicist, she's like, that was crazy what he was telling you about the note thing.
No, that, it's really not.
That's crazy.
Like, did you know? Like, I didn't know. I don't think you should tell people about that.
Banks are going to rob?
And I was like, I think I saw that in Out of Sight with George Clooney like 10 years ago.
Right?
I kind of think that, like, it's weird that neither of you knew that.
You shouldn't tell anybody. That was crazy.
You should be like, you know how I know that? My brain. Yeah.
And like LA people will be so earnest. They'll be like, isn't that crazy?
I can't believe that.
That was great. And you're like,
oh, wow.
Wow, you're definitely kind of a moron, but like, I feel bad because you're so nice right now.
Well, they're really, they're just like, they'll really assert just how insane. Is it knowledge
just
weird?
Pepper?
They're trying to yes and with you, and you're like,
stuff goes in your brain, doesn't it hurt a little bit? Isn't that crazy?
It stings.
What would you have to write on that note? Don't tell people what to write.
It's just painful sometimes.
Like, just a note, like, with a pencil? He doesn't even...
And I find, like, a lot of the people that, like, at least in comedy, they're not wanting... They don't want to be comics. They don't want to be a stand-up comedian at all. They want to, like, get a sitcom or, you know, a writing gig. Probably not a writing gig. They want to get a sitcom for the most part. And it's just, like, these really pretty... Like, these guys are, like, prettier than most women. And you're just like, how are you getting booked on anything? Like, you're so not funny.
Yeah,
so unaware.
So fucking hot.
So hot.
To be fair, there is very little money in stand up.
No, like, no, for sure. No, but you can
you
tell
guys
it's
aren't
like
getting, you guys aren't hitting the stand up comedy jackpot.
I mean, I'm making like six figures, but that's
don't people subscribe while they watch?
Yeah,
yeah. That's how many clicks you get on your jokes.
You get the like button.
Yeah. No, exactly. I'm paid off likes, motherfuckers.
That said, I will say that I mean, this could be just exclusive to the Hollywood Improv and the fact that like a lot of people were there because you know. I invited them specifically, but man, were they so much of an easier audience than San Francisco? Just
don't
in general, I think it's part of just being surprised by.
Don't you think baseline most people are incompetent at their jobs?
Yeah. Oh God. Oh my God. Holy Lord. That started as soon as I touched the ground. I like went to the rental car office, And the dude there, all right, so first of all, you can tell when they don't care when they're listening to ranchero music in the office, because usually, like, they'll play it straight. They'll play...
Especially when they're really white.
They'll play the smooth jazz, and, you know, because they think that's what white people listen to. They're put on the jazz, eh? You're going to scare them. Smooth jazz. And so they had the ranchero music going, and this guy had no idea what he was doing. And then he had the manager who was telling him how to do it, but she wasn't just like over his shoulder whispering. She was like projecting to the entire office, and it was just the three of us in there. And she's like, no, okay, now what do you do? He has a right to everything that he signed. You know, just talking super loud, like she was talking to a child.
Very condescending.
So condescending. It was the most awkward thing ever.
And the louder you speak to someone who doesn't speak English as a first language, the more they understand it.
Yeah, okay.
So
I can top this story. Yeah. I was getting a milkshake in D.C., and a guy was getting trained, and she's like, and then you take the milkshake and bring it to this counter and call out their name. And you're like, he couldn't have figured that process out on his own. Like, and your training's done.
Hey,
ready to be an astronaut.
Can I get a little help over here? I'm just standing next to a milkshake.
So I'm holding this milkshake. What do I do now? I'm lost.
Yeah, and then today I'm at this sort of deli place. It's this deli place that has like a big like restaurant. You order at the front, and then there's this big restaurant there. And so I order a sandwich, and it comes, and it's like completely dry. So I'm trying to get like a side of mayo for it. And now there's three people in line, and it's one of those places where it's a deli that makes paninis and coffee. So like one dude ordered like a latte and like a panini sandwich. So and there's one dude at the register. So he's trying to make a latte
and panini.
Put a panini in the press. Meanwhile, there's three people in front of me, and all I want is a side of goddamn mayonnaise. And there's a giant restaurant like around the like a huge restaurant that's empty. And there's like waiters roaming around. So I like just walk back into the restaurant to get a waiter. And I'm like, hey, man, do you think I could get like a side of mayo? And he's like, oh, you got to go through the register for that.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, it's not.
They're on strict mayo rations.
I don't pay. What?
This is communist Russia. Deal
what is wrong with you?
North Korea, Laramie. That's our next trip. We're going to North Korea.
I'm ready. Me and Robin.
And then when we went to sushi, there was I counted three white people with dreadlocks in the sushi restaurant.
Oh, no.
And so you know that place was healthy to eat at.
No, that's what I said. You got to call the health department when there's more than one white person with dreadlocks in an establishment. That should be a rule.
Yeah, that's not safe. And that's more than just health. There's a lot going on in there.
And it goes even further than that, where two of the three was a father and son with matching dreads.
Fuck, man.
How old was the kid?
Like 9.
That's abuse.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Comb that fucking kid's hair.
It was like down his back. Jesus. Like he was in a reggae band.
He was a little kid with dreads.
Yes.
Scraggle muffin dreadlocks.
Oh,
on a
my
9
God.
Year old.
That kid is in for a
That's
rough
CPS,
life.
CPS, man.
Fucking A.
That makes me really angry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm with you.
Like we need to. Can we think we can get that on the Supreme Court next, Laramie?
Are you there, Ja? It's me, Ross Trent.
Whoa! All I could think of on that sketch was
I love that sketch.
Was Modest Yahoo.
Oh man, it's amazing. Oh yeah,
like that is Modest Yahoo. I can't believe that guy was popular. It was like, he's this Orthodox Jewish guy who reggae raps. He's
pretty
really,
awesome.
It's really important. I think he's doing some important work.
He's got some good songs.
Yeah.
He's so brave.
We do have, Laramie, I think you're going to enjoy this. We do have it's a white woman with dreads.
White lady. And I enjoy them in general, so yes.
And she's got a lot to say. Let's put it at that. I think the listeners will enjoy her.
Okay.
Let's listen.
We'll all enjoy.
This is called Resurrecting the Kessler.
There are parts of human science can't explain.
Come on.
We know the mechanics of organs and which way the blood flows. We know the reactions of taste buds and typical functions of organs. A scientist likes to think that in time he will know everything. The problem with knowing everything is we often forget what's worth remembering.
Come on.
The doctor sits me on a table and he asks me to stick up my tongue. I do. I ask him if he can see the paintings I carry in the back of my throat. He laughs as if I'm telling a joke or not. I got Basquiat, actually been going to Vinci, so when I laugh, I taste the brush strokes. I ask him if he can stick out his tongue so I can see what he has trapped inside of him. He hesitates a little, then he does. And I see a man who's struggling for acceptance and jokes on the word love. We've got robots that dismantle bombs so soldiers can still pull triggers with their fingers. We got a blueprint of a hotel that will be located on the moon in 2047. We got microchips small enough to fit inside of hair follicles, yet we still have a hard time saying words like please and thank you.
This is like Jack Kerouac mixed with insane. Clown posse.
Jesus Christ, man.
Wait, so Vince and Leslie, I have a very serious question for you. How does it feel to never be able to be that funny?
I don't have a lot of finger snap breaks when I do comedy.
No, I've never gotten a finger snap break.
I love.
We go to the drive through, but we can't get through driving.
I love all these stupid like wordplay things people do. It's so profound.
I love the peanut gallery yelling like, come on, girl.
Yeah. Preach it.
We can't say please and thank you, but I can go to a doctor.
She looks like she said please and thank you for a lot of meals. Oh,
hey-o.
Snap burn.
I'm just saying. Snap burn.
And she's got those dreads that are like, has like.
She has dreads?
Beads and stuff in them.
That's the thing.
She's got a big old head of dreads. Big old mess ahead of dreads.
I walked by one time where there was like the worst is when it's a middle-aged white woman.
Oh,
she's got really long.
Did you mean by worst, you mean best?
Yeah. And she was at a hair salon. And I'm just trying to think, what the fuck
what are you doing there?
What is the guy going to do? Is he just put like cigarette butts in there and sand?
In fairness, my brother, he is white, oddly enough. Uh-huh. And he went through a phase when he like tried to dread his hair a bit. And he had me dye it like different. He would have me like dye the little shit sticks different colors.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So that would be.
I like shit sticks.
That's what I was just like.
So I'm going,
these
to the,
cool.
I'm going to the salon. Hey, hairstylist, can you take a dump on my head? And then, do you have any like leftover food
that we can just smoosh into it?
Yeah, like what I like to do is just dip the ends of my hair into like ranch or ketchup or what do you got?
Like no matter what, and whenever someone has dreadlocks and you give them that look, like oh dreadlocks, they're always like I keep them clean, and it's like no, that's like
that's
exactly
not the
how
point.
You don't
that's
get,
not the
that's
point.
Like how you get dreadlocks is by not keeping your hair clean.
The point is like when you have kinky hair and you have dreads, like it falls in strands and it's easier to deal with.
Right.
When your fucking hair already falls in strands. You don't need dreadlocks.
Well, especially when you're white.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I have a litmus test for anyone out there with a significant other. You take them on a cruise to the Bahamas. You get off the boat, and they want to bead your hair. If the person you're with doesn't say, fuck off, and gets their hair beaded, you got to leave them there. That's it. Your relationship is now over.
That's just – you're just vacationing.
Vince Mancini has had his hair beaded.
I haven't. If I had it long enough, I definitely would have.
Definitely would.
I would love to see you with beaded hair.
I feel like Vince could do like a cornrow or something and like get away with it and someone would be like, oh, are you –
like
James, are you ethnic?
Like James Franco in Spring Breakers?
Yeah.
Like,
you could
do that.
You could totally be Vince Riff Raff.
You should grow your hair out just enough to do that for Halloween.
Okay.
Just start committing now.
Okay. All right.
That would be awesome.
How much longer do you think I need?
You need it. You need it from now to Halloween to make it.
That's
yeah.
Long. That's
is
that's
it beautiful?
Commitment.
Is it just that's get like commitment. Bouffant?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
it.
You have to see this picture of him.
It,
we should put this on for the Frotcast.com as a thing now. We should put the picture of you from high school where you have the super bleached hair. Because
that is
awesome.
Also, my dirty secret is that I actually relax my hair with the lye product because
Holy shit.
I actually have
so
like
sad.
I have really really kinky hair that is only
it's
like
black.
It's only curly it's like kinky curly in the front and then dead straight in the back, which believe it or not is sort of hard to deal with and looks really weird.
It's party in the front, business in the back.
Exactly, yeah. Like a weird bozo mullet sort of thing going on.
It's almost like black dude in the front, white dude in the back.
Right, and as I've mentioned before, my friends on the basketball team used to call me DNA, which because I had fucked up DNA.
So you had like some sort of combo DNA?
Yeah, like you have some sort of...
You're like a weird hybrid?
There's a problem in your cells, clearly.
And I suppose that's better than crooked dick.
Yeah. Was that you?
Oh!
When people walked by, they give you the hook finger? I had a friend in middle school. We were trampy.
Peroni's Pete?
She was trampy. No. She was like, oh my God. She started a rumor that this guy had a crooked dick.
Oh.
And she was like relentless.
In junior high, that will spread like a wildfire.
No, I know. In junior high, and like to this day, when I see that guy, I'm like, oh my god, I wonder if it was just her being like a spiteful person, mm-hmm. or if his dick is actually crooked.
Yeah,
you know so what I mean.
And you see that guy, and what do you say? You say, "There's crooked dick."
All
to this day.
To this day, I give him the hook finger.
Here's
not
a trade secret: all dicks are 45-degree angle bent. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Laramie, we're supposed to keep that amongst ourselves.
I've heard that the average length of intercourse is 37 seconds.
That's only if your mom's involved. Hey-o!
That's what I've heard. That's the average.
The average? Anything more shorter?
Anything more than that is above. That is the mean.
That's gravy. That doesn't even make sense.
That's not true. It's like
no, it's true.
Where'd
it's
you
true.
Read this?
Yeah,
it's true. I read it in Science, Popular Science,
Popular Science,
and Science Magazine.com,
Psychology Today,
Orgasms Illustrated.
It was fine.
They did a very in-depth study.
Yeah, that was Brendan and a couple other of our friends. I don't know if they started the rumor or if it just was a rumor, but they started a rumor
that
someone thumbed this girl's butt, and so like it followed her forever. Like, dude, remember when that guy thumbed her butt?
Oh man,
yeah,
like the weird rumors that get started in middle school, like stay forever.
Middle school is middle school the worst?
Oh my
thing
god,
possible?
For sure. Junior high is worse, I think.
Well, for me,
I guess it's the same thing.
Same
depending
thing.
Where you are.
Like,
I didn't have. I was in junior high, so it was 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
So it was like 13 and 14.
Yeah.
And that is the worst. It was the worst. I remember...
If you're popular during those years, the chances are you're in jail or you're just a terrible person.
Yeah, you need to like take a hard look at yourself.
Yeah, if you're 13 right now and you're really popular, you need to reevaluate. You need to get less popular.
So many people probably hate you.
Yeah. I remember there was a good year and a half where we had to... our friends and I, we were really into pantsing each other.
Oh yeah.
And we would tie our shorts so tight that like they wouldn't even fucking move. Like they right? cut off circulation.
You're like hurting yourself.
Yeah, you're like, I don't feel my toes, but at least I won't get pants.
Right.
And there was a big rumor that this one dude got a blowjob in like 8th grade and we thought he was the coolest dude ever.
Well, he was.
Yeah, he kind of was.
He still is.
Kind of still is.
He's probably homeless.
But he got a blowjob.
Because he tried to ride that wave forever.
When he was 13.
Because he peaked at 13.
He'll never lose that.
You can't take your head comes and goes. Blowjobs are forever.
I'm going to purposely like give my kid fucked up haircuts and just like make sure that he was like me where he has no idea how to style himself until he's like 18. Because if you start getting pussy before you're 16 or 17... Or, you know,
you're
going to
be the
20,
worst type of person.
Or 30. Or, you know, however old you are. Whatever, man.
It will ruin you. Like, if you start getting laid when you're, like, 13 or 14, there's no way you're going to be able to do productive things.
But you were actively uncool, right? You just weren't cool.
I started out actively uncool, and then I was
like
pretty
drama-ner.
And then I was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I was in the middle there. I was a tweener.
By the end, I was pretty cool. I don't like to brag, but it's
I'll
the truth. That's the thing. I don't like this fucking new trend where everybody's like has to brag about how uncool they are and they have to like mope around. And it's like if you couldn't figure out how to
manipulate, make
at
you.
Least like four like, friends by the time you were 18, like that's you being a douche. That's not society's problem.
It's not like, oh, I'm the coolest nerd ever because of my outcastedness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was white, so I was set, but...
I was going to be accepted regardless.
I mean, look at me, for God's sakes. I'm blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
Well, and it's funny because, like, guys that hook up, like, early, whatever, they're, like, super douchey. And it's always, like, the girls who already had, like, a D cup in middle school that just, like... are really weathered, you know? Like
yeah, they
five
always have
years,
problems.
Like 2 years out of high school,
the girls with big boobs by like 5th grade. Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that sucks, man.
Because it's just so much attention before
dude,
they have any
right?
idea how to handle it.
And then it never turns out well.
No.
She's already wearing a bra.
Dude, not one of those chicks that were like uber developed, like... early on, like now, like as
like
adults, it's just fucking train wreck after train wreck. And like,
I know a girl like that where in like 6th grade, she has magnificent breasts now,
and they
started in like 5th grade. So imagine like,
like
everybody's flat chested
like
and she's like 12 or 13 and she has like perfect D cups. Like, right. Insane. And now, of course,
this
she's like bipolar.
This is today?
And,
of course.
Yeah.
No.
It's like God came down and touched her, like that Michelangelo painting.
She was actually the student I had when I was substitute teaching. I didn't.
I never told the story.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that I had no control over the things I did.
I mean, when you see her, right? You'll
be
like, I know.
You gotta see her. I say 13, and you're thinking all sorts of crazy shit. But she looks.
Look how mature she is for her age.
Oh God, that's the ultimate creepy guy thing.
What's that?
No. She's really mature for her age. If ever you have to defend your relationship with those words, just like stop and evaluate things. Yeah. Like I have like a friend who is 30, and the girl that he's like kind of dating, I guess, is like 19.
Hell no.
Right?
So the only
high five on that dude.
Dude, okay, to an extent, because I'm just like, bro. He's like, dude, we have so much in common. I was like, yeah, like you have to like. He's like, because she's really mature. And I was like, and you got, you know, and you can help her on your home, like with the homework. So that's convenient. Yeah, you know, you used to substitute teach. So you know the curriculum.
Anything, if you're someone's well enough over 21 and then someone isn't.
Right.
And you have to rock a fake ID. And it's like, oh, we can't go there because your fake ID is not that good.
That happened to me, though.
What? You were the 21-year-old or you were the 19-year-old and the woman?
18-year-old dating a 27-year-old.
Really? Damn.
And I couldn't get in anywhere, and it was very sad for me.
I bet 18-year-old there.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you one place you could get in.
Okay, calm it down. Calm it down over there. Don't you feel like you get less mean, though, as you age? Like, I think when I was in sixth grade, I was really just a cruel person.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just mean for no reason.
You're really bitter because you want to be 18 and just fucking just owning the world. And
I distinctively remember... you remember three-way calling? Remember that was the thing?
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody's got a three-way calling story.
So my boy's about to break up with somebody. So he calls me, of course, first. He's like, just sit there on the line, be quiet, and then I'll do it, and then we'll hang up and laugh, right? I'm like, cool.
Wow.
So he calls her up, and this is how mature people are at that age. He's like, hey, guess what? How's it going? She's like, great, great. He's like, yeah, you're dumped. Click.
Oh, wow.
That was it. Like, that was the whole...
Wow.
Not a lot of tact there.
Oh, you know what it is? It's when you're like 15, when you're... not 15, but when you're like 13... The way, like, you have to prove that you're an adult and I'm like an independent person. And the only way to really do that when you're that age is to just be a huge dick to everyone because there's no, like, you have no independence. You can't do anything on your own.
You're not physically strong enough to do anything.
Yeah, your mom has to drive you everywhere. You can't.
I'm sitting there in my Catholic uniform. Just killing people. Just being mean. Yeah.
You can't do anything except just, like, the only way that you can prove your independence is just to be a huge fucking dick to everyone.
Yep.
How about the days before cell phones and caller ID where you could legitimately prank call people?
So good.
Can't do that anymore. You can't even do it.
Oh, my friend figured out a sort of loophole to that, which is that he got my other friend's phone. And was just sort of looking through the numbers. And so he just copied the number over to some girl that he works with and just started texting her.
To be fair, this is supremely funny.
Let me read you the
just
text.
Read the text conversation because it is awesome.
I can't do it justice because there was also like emoticons and misspellings.
You can say what the emoticons are and it does work for some of it.
So his first text.
So hold on. So this is, he basically took one of our friend's phones. Just strolled through a number and started texting it.
Yeah, yeah.
And go.
Yeah.
Wait, from that person's phone?
No, from his own phone. So she didn't recognize the number.
Okay. Yep.
And so you can just imagine that this is like in, you know, teenage girl MySpace speak spelling. Hey, girl, you've been so good to me lately. I just want to stretch that ass out like with my elbows and shit. Pizza slice emoticon. Real talk, you bad bitch.
This is one of that other guy's friends?
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm going to crack them knees, girl. Swag. And she's like, are you on drugs? And he goes, what you need? I'll take that as a yes. Always on time, girl. So so who's this? And then he sends over a picture of this Asian guy feeding feeding watermelon to an orangutan. You kind of have to see the picture, but it's just like inexplicably funny.
We could post that on frogcast.com.
Yeah.
I worry a little bit about that guy, I have to tell you.
But the funny thing
he's
is...
he's got some demons.
Yeah, it's really funny.
But yeah, back in the day, you could just like...
And this is totally a character. He's completely nothing like that.
You thought it was white boy day.
He must have thought it was white boy day. But yeah, you could just call people in the school directory, like, hey, I want to prank call Leslie Small today. She's not going to know who so it good. Is. And
the other thing you could do, Benjamin, is not show up places and just say, oh, yeah, something came up.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't call you. You couldn't call me. I didn't know where the place was. That was it.
Yeah, like you wait yeah. around for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's it, right?
And then you go home, and then maybe they called. Maybe
yeah,
they
I
didn't.
Remember, like, I was going to meet my girlfriend. We're going to ride bikes to the same place, right, from a couple miles away. So I rode my bike there. Yeah, she wasn't there, so I waited around, and I left, and I go home and call her, and she's like, oh, yeah, I rode my bike there, too. You weren't there, so. It was just one of those things.
This is lost time.
She's
inexplicable,
lying.
Yeah.
Lying hooker.
She probably, you're right, now that I look back. Never left.
See, it was weird, because, like, somehow I was friends with, like, really popular slutty girls in middle school, because I was, like, the class clown, and I'm like, well, I'm fun to be around, and you guys are all trampy, so I will reap the benefits of your trampiness, which means...
Runoff
like,
dick.
No, no, no. Not even. Like, car rides and drugs from older boys.
Uh-huh.
It was just all good fun. But, like, I was, you know, I was still, like, really chubby and tomboyish and not really into, like, hooking up with, like, weird 16-year-olds or whatever, like someone's
now
older
you are.
Brother. It just always seemed a little unsavory. Just like, I'm good. I'm just going to do these drugs now. So
you
I like,
guys have fun.
I recommend drug use for children just because like it kept me out of trouble for a lot. And
drugs
braces.
Were your anti-sex.
Drugs and braces. Because I was super terrified of like going down on a guy with braces and like either hurting him or like getting attached to his pubes. And I just had like a caricature of myself like stuck to a dude's crotch getting like dragged through the house. like, I can't get her off. Like,
well,
and I just, like,
this is happening.
I figured that would probably happen, so I just abstained.
I'm gonna.
That's a very specific fetish if you're ever online.
Well,
that would be slightly potentially traumatizing.
Right.
Potentially.
So I just waited until it felt right. When
you get her off! Get her off!
Dude, when the braces came off. No, I'm just kidding.
Freaking hide your women and children.
Hide your wives. Hide
L Smalls is coming out.
It's like she had inhibitions in those braces.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we hear from my favorite new rapper?
Please.
Oh, I don't have that queued up, man.
Just search it. There's only one video, Vince.
Is it Po Rappa the Rappa?
No, it is not. He's a young entrepreneur baller. And, you know, he's doing big things. And he's got a really good name.
Wait, which song did you want me to do?
There's only one.
No, there's two.
No, this is it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. This is really good.
Okay.
His name's Lil Poopy, and he's coming.
Yeah,
he's coming on
up. Too much money ain't enough money. Whoa. No, the feds listening. Want money. Whoa. 9 years old.
We'll put this on podcast.com because it's worth seeing.
All right, well, that's repetitive.
I for real danced that whole time, for real.
It's beautiful.
So he's saying coke ain't a bad word. And we'll just put the video up because you got to see it with the video. It's awesome.
Why would the feds be listening to that kid?
Well, it technically is a remix, Laramie. So
doesn't make any sense.
Well, he's really rich. So they might, I don't know where he's getting all his money from, but that guy.
Enough money's not enough money.
He's got an allowance. He's got a really good allowance.
He's mowing hella lawns. I really like that video a lot. Not usually a big fan of the kid rappers, but when they're not fucking around, you know, they're not like
just straight up with it.
Yeah.
When they keep it that real.
They keep it so real. They're not like, I'm not watching fucking cartoons. Like, no, I'm driving fucking Ferraris.
Yeah.
And I have hella cash and I'm fucking chicks.
Yeah.
Well, keep it makes sense too. You know, it's like, give us a reason to want to like you.
Yeah. Right. That was three.
If you're not doing that kind of shit, I don't have time for you.
That's how I see it.
Laramie,
could
you list me?
Well, you've got a choice here.
Oh, do
Ooh.
I? Boy, do I.
And I'm glad we have two comedians in the house, because the first one...
Why, you joined your privates.
The first one is jokes I've tried to give to Vince that he hasn't used. That's okay. The first list. There's 12 jokes.
I used one of yours last night. It went over well.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Nice. These just are
the line about the dogs.
Nice. These are jokes that I feel like Vince should tell on stage, basically. The second one, and I think this is a remix because I think I've done it before, but songs that don't mean what you think they do. There's only 8 of those. There's 12 of the Vince jokes.
Okay.
We can't do both?
Like I mean, ball. I could. There's so many laughs, though.
All right. I know. We have to warn people.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. What do we do? Vince jokes.
Get you warmed up. And he's heard the first three, so he's not going to laugh.
Okay.
You guys, imagine Vince on stage kind of shuffling around. You guys, sort of shame to admit this. Last weekend, I was sitting in traffic, just, you know, minding my business. And there were a couple minutes there where, I'm ashamed, but I forgot about Dre. So,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Hold on. I need my frot board.
They're going to get better. Don't worry. Okay, number two.
Hold on. You relax. Like
relax like your hair.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Did the board come up?
Now it did, yeah.
Am I going to get a clown noise? What am I gonna get?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Remember two? You ready?
Yeah.
What's up with all the anti-Semitism coming out of the Taylor Swift camp these days, guys? Pretty strange, isn't it? I mean, you think you know someone, you're listening to all their relationship songs, and then you turn on the radio and you hear, "I knew Jews were troubled when Jews walked in." WTF, you guys.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Shit's crazy out here.
All right. You guys see that movie about zombies? Total horse shit. Zombies don't ride penguins. All right, number one. My jeans stopped fitting recently. I guess I'm putting on the poundage as I age. Also, I have this really big tumor in my butthole. I think it might be cancer.
I like that one.
I'm an only child, so I don't totally get why someone would be grossed out with making out with their sister or jamboning their twin bro.
Oh, is that a setup or?
No, that was the whole joke.
So you're not actually, that was for me because I'm an only child.
Yeah, I'm writing them as you.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Yeah, these are jokes for you, Vince. He's writing them for you.
Okay.
You are not appreciative of people writing you jokes.
No, I am, though.
You ever go to a spa, you guys know what I'm talking about, get a hot stone massage, followed up with a seaweed wrap, then do a mani-pedi for the grand finale. They bring you this super crisp melon lemonade concoction, and you're thinking, what the fuck kind of monster have I become? Before you ask the Thai chick for a hand yank? No? No one? She's a different ethnicity. You didn't let me get to the secondary punch.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Jerk. It doesn't have to be Thai. That's racist. All right. Anyone out there drinking black tea these days? Yep, me too. That's a joke. You guys remember when they were chasing Princess Di around the Paris streets and it was all like, so much blood? That shit was cray. I have asthma sometimes, so late at night.
Sometimes
I have asthma. So late at night, sometimes when my lungs are really tired, I'll do this wheezing thing, right? Like, I know a bunch of you ladies are out there saying, that's a deal breaker for me. But I tell you what, that's not been my experience. I think it's because I prey on women who have dealt with, like, molestation from older father figures, so it totally takes them back, and they keep trying to fix it on top of me, and that's what I call a win-win loss, get her back on the meds soon, please situation. Thank you. That's one laugh.
That one was good. Look, they broke into applause and laughter on that one.
That's called a double down.
Yeah.
If I'm a clown, I go by the name Bobo, okay? Then immediately, and probably illegally, I purchase a bonobo, get him hooked on both sweets and pop music. Then I form a traveling variety show called Bobo and the Bon Bon Eating Bono Listening to Bonobo and pitch it to MTV. I'm no marketing whiz, but that wins his time slot going away. Duck Dynasty could eat our dick.
All right, that was pretty good. It went on a little long. I think you just finish on the name of the show.
All right, I have two more.
What do you think?
The ultimate one.
What do you think, Small?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I went on a bit long.
Okay.
We'll craft a lot of these. Don't worry. We'll get in the lab.
Craft this. Help them craft these.
Let's do it.
Some of these new pop songs out there are kind of creepy. This lady in the front row knows what I'm talking about. What's up with Unchained Melodies or that bitch from Titanic? What's her name? Quentin Neon? I don't know. That one needs some work. All right, last one.
I didn't even understand that one.
I know. A lot of them are like that. Last one. Anyone out there drinking that Whole Foods Fair Trade coffee? That's pretty delicious. I mean, I'm a blogger, so I drink that up all the time. But I did get some troubling news on that front. One of my uncles works on their beach expeditionary crew, and he told me the other day they harvest all that coffee from the organs of orphan baby seals they clubbed to death on the beach. So I'm still going to drink it, but just gives you pause, you know?
It's good.
That's jokes. Those are Vince jokes.
All right. Well, thanks, Laramie. For Vince jokes.
Those I feel like Vince I was jokes. Set up for failure on the clapping, I have to say.
Sorry.
No one can make it through that.
I wrote those down, though. Those are going to – I'm going to work – I'll workshop those. I'll send you the results.
Do you want the quick songs that mean don't mean what you think they do? There's only eight of these.
Oh, right? Yes, I do.
L.A. Woman. You know L.A. Woman?
Uh-huh.
That song's actually about the 2013 Mazda CX-5 being named number one in its class for midsize SUVs.
Okay.
Did not know that.
I wasn't
very
aware.
Very forward-thinking song.
Pretty prescient, right? Pretty prescient out of Jim Morrison. I guess why they call it the Blues. You know that song? I guess Elton John. That's about a blue tick hound gangbang. They were all in on it. Snouts and sniffs just a flying around. All right. Number three, Message in a Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You think you know what that's about? Like, you know, paranoia, the police, that kind of thing.
Message?
That's actually about Soledad O'Brien making a snuff film. And we've now locked up that search engine term. So.
Okay.
Also,
all right. All right.
Blame It on the Rain's about prison snitches getting shanked. Stitches get snitches, y'all.
Other way around.
Damn it.
Stitches don't get the snitches.
Cocaine. Eric Clapton's Cocaine. You remember that one?
Uh-huh.
That's about marijuana use.
Interesting.
Hide in plain sight.
Yeah. It's code that they use.
You know that song Zombie?
Uh-huh.
Zombie. That's all about the troubles in Ireland.
You know? Yeah. First I've heard.
Yeah. That's a new one on you, isn't it?
With their bombs and their guns. In your head.
They're guns.
And their guns. And their bombs. Since 1915.
Yeah. I bleach my hair.
Oh, the troubles are hilarious. Highway to the Danger Zone, the Kenny Loggins song made popular in Top Gun. You know that. You think you know what that means, but it's actually about when he ordered a Pizzone for the first time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Those are dangerous, to be fair.
100% pure love.
Who's that?
Oh, yes.
100%
pure love.
I think it's
from
CNC,
the back to the middle and around again.
I think it's CNC, the too. Factory of Music.
Weird. I had that album. I don't know. I don't remember that song.
They crushed it. That's about the dream of synthetic sex companions that would have these awesome lizard tongues that pleasured every orifice.
Okay. So. Interesting. Another very futuristic sort of Ray Kurzweil, you know, just predict futurist sort of song there.
You know, when will then be now? Soon.
Someday.
I feel like I got to work on my delivery. It's probably the problem.
Yeah, you're a little fast.
Eight of them? Yeah.
That was all eight?
That was eight.
Wow. You got to hold for laughter at different times.
Whether the laughter is synthetic or not, it doesn't matter, Laramie.
Right. Do the Jeselnik pause.
I'll get that laugh track and start using that. Like,
yeah, you got to practice it. Mm-hmm. That's how
I'm just so used to Vince's shows where there's no laughing.
Yeah.
So I expect just the vacant emptiness of my sad life coming back at me.
But just echoing back.
I do have a question, though, for Millsy, the career tip.
Yeah.
Do you have Paul Scheer's email or what?
To what?
Not you. The other one. Vince.
What?
Do you have Paul Scheer's email?
I think.
Want that.
Okay.
I'm going to go bother him this weekend. He's coming to Emerald City Comic Con, and I'm doing a panel.
Well, see, that's the thing. People are like, oh, you're doing a show with all these people, and then...
Your best friends.
You don't talk to each other at all.
The gangbang's shorter than you thought it'd
be. I don't think any of them even saw my set.
Oh.
I'm almost positive none of them did.
I'm really disillusioned, though.
The guys that went before me left, and then Maria Bamford was probably working on her set while I was going on. Yeah. So it's not like you become buddies, turns out.
It's really not all cracked up.
No, it really isn't.
Damn.
Thought you'd just be in the tour bus, you know, playing some Scrabble.
It's very glamorous.
Not the case.
Yeah.
No, I just want to be on that How Did This Get Made show. So, but I can go stalk him. It's fine. No worries.
Don't we all? You haven't been in any of those movies, though. That's the thing.
They don't get people on them. They get critics and stuff.
Well. But you're not down there. You're up in Seattle town.
I fly down there. I know how to use planes.
That's good.
We have the technology.
I just flew on JetBlue.
So, Laramie, did you come through on your half of our agreement yet?
What was I supposed to do?
You were supposed to see a glimpse inside the mind of Charles Swan III.
Shit. I actually did try to order on DirecTV.
Wait, hold the phone. There's a movie that Laramie has not seen.
Yeah. We made a deal. I haven't come through on my bargain either yet.
Well, shocking, first of all.
Mutually assured ignoration. So are you going to do it?
What are these things that you're talking about?
I'm going to see Die Hard 5, and in exchange, Laramie is going to see A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan III.
What is that?
It's a movie with Charlie Sheen, directed by Roman Coppola.
Oh, wait.
And
yeah,
it's like everything bad about Wes Anderson movies with none of the good.
Nice.
That means no plaid.
What's it called again? No, seriously.
A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan III.
Okay, I'm going to see if it's in freaking like Amazon Instant because then I can actually have a chance at watching it. Again, I went to DirecTV and they had it and I pressed order or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like I think they're like, oh, you don't have any money. And so they didn't send it to me.
Yeah. It turns out this guy has a lot of daydreams, and they're just as boring as he is not daydreaming.
The music looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think it's on Instant yet. Maybe it's on Netflix.
So, and you haven't seen Die Hard 9?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Heard it sucked the most balls.
It's really good. You guys will love it.
Did you see it, Laramie?
Yeah.
Let's see. How many of the Oscar films did you see?
I saw Django.
Django.
When are they, Laramie? Quick question: when are they going to have?
That's the main one that you should see. That's the best one.
When are they going to have a snuff film category?
Not soon enough. I think that's called animated.
Oh, fair. I don't think I saw any of the best picture nominees this
year. How could that be?
Really, you didn't see Django?
No, I didn't see Django. Jesus, I didn't see Argo. I didn't see Lincoln.
I do want to see I have Argo on like.
It was one that I would like to see. That I'd like to see Django, but. I'd rather just watch them at home.
No, that's the only. See that? Yeah, no, I refuse.
You guys don't get them?
I can't sit in a movie theater.
They don't send them to you?
Oh, Laramie, you get yours with weird subtitles that have nothing to do with what they're saying.
It just says for your consideration.
And I'm totally considering it the whole time.
All of it. All of it. You know, not just some of it.
The man knows how to follow instructions. Say what you will.
A lot of times I'm just recording it to put it on the internet.
Right.
No,
I'm excited for a day, sometime hopefully fairly soon, where I can just order those movies at home.
But you didn't order the ones that you could order either.
Me?
Vince is freaking on ESPN.com right now. Why? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the next Bill Simmons, dude.
Yeah, did you like that?
So why aren't you should be sending me screeners?
I don't know, man.
It is awesome. They still haven't quite figured out how to get. Just people.
No, but do you order like if you like the ones that they do have that you can order? Do you order those?
They don't have good ones.
Okay,
they don't have any of the Oscar ones. They don't have. So I have DirecTV. They don't have
Big Mama's House 7.
Well, I mean, how
not as good as 6.
There's only so many times a day I can watch that.
I know.
They don't have any good ones that I would like. I would probably have ordered, even though it was supposed to be crappy, I probably would have ordered the new Die Hard at home.
Mm-hmm.
Grande Mama Siete.
Yeah, in Spanish. It's way better.
La casa de grande mama grande.
Hola, soy la mama grande. Oh, mucho gusto.
Tyler Perry's Grande Madea.
Este verano. I would have watched
Madea va a la biblioteca con Tyler Perry
y la playa.
I always like when they go from super super Spanish to con Tyler Perry.
Yeah,
that always makes me happy. I probably would have watched Zero Dark Thirty at home. Like going to the theater for a movie that doesn't really need.
I saw Zero Dark Thirty at home.
That
did you like that?
I did.
See?
It was okay. So now just the joke around my house is just like, shut up or I'm going to put you in the box.
Nice. Nice.
We don't...
Jokes.
And now I know how to waterboard someone. So, I mean, that was good.
Yeah.
But, like, I love how, like basically in that, I forget that was even an Oscar movie. It was basically the message was just like, yeah, I mean, we waterboarded a bunch of people, but we also got Bin Laden. Like, and it's just
waterboard
like.
A couple people, you're a monster all of a sudden.
Right?
What's wrong with you people?
I don't know.
I thought that movie could have been a lot more interesting.
It was pretty boring.
The end justifies the means.
It was a very dry procedure. It was like a dry procedural where I already knew the outcome.
You're a dry procedural.
He's doing stand-up, that Vince. I don't know if you're aware.
Give me a laugh track.
I'm too far. I can't press the button. It's too far away from me now.
So far.
Yeah, that's. I would have watched a bunch of those. I mean, there's ones upcoming this summer that like that I'm sure I'll want to see in the IMAX type setting, which I appreciate.
Which one? The one about the robots that fight Godzilla?
No. I'm looking forward to Oblivion. With
Tommy Cruise,
with my main man Tom Cruise,
Broblivion.
Yeah, that's the follow up.
God, he looks amazing for being.
Oh, I'd hit that.
No. Tom Cruise, like I just mean, like he's held it together pretty well.
It's because he's 5 foot
absolutely
six.
Insane. Are I know he's.
Are you familiar with Xenu? Because take he keeps using it. So I'm looking forward to that. What else? What are the big ones coming up this summer? There's Iron Man 3. What else is? Coming out. Yeah, I'm not that excited. Is it the Avengers that I don't care about coming out this summer?
No, I don't think that. Not
next
this summer.
Oh, yes, next summer.
Not even in production yet.
There was...
What are the big ones then this summer? I know we still have a ways off, but...
Tyler Perry's Confessions of a... what? Psychoanalyst or whatever? Oh, Marriage Therapist.
Tyler Perry's...
Right, right.
Tyler Perry's We're Going to the Moon.
That's going to be pretty... Oz the Great and Powerful comes out like a couple weeks.
That
Olympus Has Fallen. G.I. Joe 2.
No.
Oh, G.I. Joe 2? That warranted a sequel.
Scary Movie 5.
Oh, they're man.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face.
If you're talking like the big summer films.
Yeah, what are the big ones that we can look forward to in 6 months?
Well, you can't look forward to any of them, but Gatsby.
No.
Star Trek 2, Into Darkness.
Okay.
Fast and Furious 6.
No.
People Angel always Earth give 3. Fast and Furious a pass. Like, they're like, oh, dude, it's actually really good.
No,
and
I'm like, not.
And I'm like, no, I've seen them. They're not good. I don't know how to.
Good.
I don't know what I could possibly be missing where people are like, no, that's really good. I'm like,
you probably miss when they're going fast in a furious manner.
Yeah.
No. It's like they're almost angry, but they're just really excited about it and quick. Excited and quick. That's what they should start calling it.
Man of Steel.
Agitated
Monsters
and quick.
Oh, yeah. The Man of Steel looks at least interesting, but
I like comic book movies.
I've never liked Superman that much, though.
Said everyone.
I've never really liked Superman, but I do like... that they made him a bearded hitchhiker because now I know that he has struggled like the rest of us have. Like, he can fly. He can fly. And
but yet, he needs to fucking hitchhike?
Yeah, because he needs to know what it's like
God
to be a
it.
Human being on Earth.
Whatever.
He's like method acting to be a human.
I don't like that they're tapping into the hipster bullshit by giving him like a beard and making him all Scraggle Muffin, okay? He's fucking Clark Kent. All right, he has those sexy glasses, that sweet little button up that's just like covering up that like delicious pectoral thing he has going on with like the abs. It's a whole thing, and I don't think they need to mess with the formula of amazing. All right,
he's also doing like just like the hipster trying to ignore their trust fund and do stuff with the poor. He's not flying around. He's hitchhiking.
Well, he'd use a typewriter if he could.
Yeah.
But he just keeps on every time he goes to push it back. He just like smacks it off the.
He could fly, but he doesn't. He could buy CDs, but he'd rather listen to it on vinyl.
Superman never made any money, saving the world from Salem and Grundy.
No one knows that song but me. Crash Test Dummies. How old are you?
Oh, Crash Test Dummies. No,
son
I was
of
never.
A bitch.
I didn't know that one.
He had very silky hair.
Right.
He did.
I would be.
Do you think when he goes down on a girl, he just sort of hums when he's down there?
I would hope so. If he has those humming abilities, that's like a beatboxer going down on a girl and not making all those awesome mouth noises. Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like the guy from Police Academy?
Fuck yeah! Oh my god! I bet he gives the best head ever.
Helicopter sounds, all
right?
Yeah.
All up on. Oh my god!
Let me get on that.
That should be on every woman's bucket list if isn't already.
Michael Winslow going down on you.
I saw him perform comedy at like a restaurant with like 8 people once. All he did was those freaking sounds the whole time.
It's kind of
and
his thing.
After like 4 minutes, gets a little old, but I tell you.
You're like, all right, you've got a tight 7.
How are the chicken fingers at Chili's that night?
Pretty delicious.
To be fair, when he does the guitar part and the solo to Led Zeppelin,
amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
No, I'm not saying I could do that.
He's a talented person.
Yeah.
Superman's going to be shitty. Lone Ranger looks like
terrible.
A nightmare.
Ugh.
Who's even in that?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp plays every role.
Army Hammer.
We call him John Depp.
Here's the thing. Jerry Bruckheimer has never made a good movie since Don Simpson died.
Oh, grown-ups too, y'all.
That's not... Like, snap. How dare they make that?
With the women and children away.
Oh, shit.
That's a scourge to, upon
Kevin
society.
Kevin James needs a new trough of cheeseburgers, y'all.
G-U-2.
What is it?
Grown-ups.
Oh, G-U-2. Two.
Yeah, that's the tat I got.
Goo too.
For Eva. The Wolverine?
Nope.
Isn't there another X-Men movie coming out or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wolverine.
I like that.
It's a pre-pubescent Wolverine.
Even though we're on a completely different timeline now.
This is amazing. August 2nd. Okay, get ready for these titles. August 2nd. You ready?
Yeah.
Title called Two Guns, 302, Red 2, The Smurfs 2.
Wow.
Wait, 302?
Well, it's called 300 Rise of an Empire, but it's 302.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Shouldn't we just give up?
They made a bunch of unofficial 300 sequels, and then they had to make the actual one.
Finally.
But it's not... Zack Snyder is not involved, is he?
No.
Well, which is good, right?
I mean,
Did you see Sucker Punch, dude?
No, no one did.
How did they fuck that up?
It's so terrible.
Like, I mean, like, the concept, like, on paper, you're like, all right, we got these, like, smoking hot chicks.
Yeah.
Like, kicking ass, taking names, and it's, like, going to be all cool and visual looking with, like, bodices and shit you can't fight crime in. And, like, but you still fucked it up. Like, how'd you fuck it up?
I tried to watch a little bit of
it. No, I couldn't.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah, and it is so... it doesn't even make sense.
It's the same problem with Charles Swan. It's like people think that dream sequences are interesting, and they're not because there's no consequences. And so not only did Sucker Punch have no consequences because it was in a dream sequence, half of the scenes didn't even have gravity, so there was just like no rules.
That's stupid.
It was just things happening and stuff going on.
You didn't understand that it was a metaphor, did you?
Oh, I must have missed that.
That dancing meant they were getting railed.
Okay.
Yeah. So now it's art.
It's like that annoying friend that like always is like, oh my God, I had a dream last night. Yeah. And then I was doing, and then I became, I had a lucid dream. So I decided. And it's like, fuck off and die.
Right? I decided.
So I got my nails done, and it's the favorite color. I'd never seen it in a real place.
And, like, they dried right away. I didn't have to wait. You know, like, you have to wait, and then you smudge it.
And then I woke up, and I was so bummed.
Because my nails were planned.
I feel really bad because no matter who tells me about their dream, I always don't care.
Right?
Like, yeah. It's like, it could be my mom dying of cancer. Like, I just had a dream. I'm like, oh, I don't.
It doesn't matter. Unless you're having sex in it or I'm in it.
Like, I don't care.
And we're having, yeah, like, it doesn't.
It's a dream. It doesn't matter.
Even Anne Hathaway, when she dreamed a dream as time gone by, I was like, I don't care. I don't care, Anne.
Oh, man. Everyone hates her so much.
You're crying.
Well, I don't understand. Why does everyone hate her?
She's so fucking annoying.
Why? I don't
get... She's like, you get... Well, I feel like people get oversaturated, and then, like, the public has a tendency to just be like, ah, fuck you.
But what did she...
See, I don't think she's...
I don't get why
they hate her. I can see why they'd be, like, vaguely... I could see how they would suspect that she's vaguely annoying in person.
Suspect?
Yeah.
The one thing to like about her... She had that boyfriend that went to prison for being, like, the worst guy ever.
Right.
Yeah. So if you stepped in there, you'd be, like, awesome just because you weren't going to prison. Like, her expectations are so low at this point. You're like, honey, I took out the garbage. It's like, head time.
Right? Just like, wait, you didn't steal all my money?
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you.
It would take so much energy to yes and with her, though.
I mean, she's good. Don't get me wrong, because... So what was that? I was reading something on the internet that like they were like hating on how she looks, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
here's the thing.
Attractive.
Like, she may be a little annoying. Great rack. Like, and mm-hmm. very, very hot. Like, don't.
What is
come
she,
on?
I don't know much about her. What is she? Why is she so annoying?
Basically, she's like every sort of hyperactive theater kid that you
right.
know.
Not
oh my
a fan
God!
Of those.
Well, look, and she described her dress. It's business in the front, party in the back, and it was just like you should die.
Hurtful.
People have been killed for less,
right?
Yeah,
and she's just kind of annoying. But like,
she's
like
really annoying.
No.
She's just only sort of slightly.
And then
a little
tiny bit. When someone like slightly annoying gets like a lot of, I guess, different roles and everything, and then you can like showcase all aspects of their annoyingness, like
and they're also
media.
A little too attractive, and so it's easy. People want to tear them down a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do that with Jennifer Lawrence because she's fucking like she's really likable.
Vince, give it some time.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be a backlash just simply based on the fact that everybody likes her too much right now.
Well, remember, but even remember when Anne Hathaway like hosted the Oscars?
Yeah.
You guys remember
that?
Yeah,
but they totally fucked her on that one.
They did. What's it? It's a lose-lose. You're not going to No one has ever come off more likable after hosting the Oscars.
Right. Although Billy Crystal's 433rd time hosting,
yeah,
was a little funnier than the previous ones.
Dude, that's who was it? Someone like one of the fucking comics, like in San Francisco here, like had some post on Facebook about we need a host with some class and some funny jokes. Like, bitch, Billy Crystal jokes aren't funny anymore.
Yeah, name the last. All right, so I thought Chris Rock was kind of funny. I thought Letterman, Rock, and Jon Stewart all did decent jobs. Right. But they still got shit on. If there was the internet, if there was Twitter back then, I'm sure people would have been. Well,
and Jon Stewart, he's great in his subtlety and being able to like nag on people. But the thing is, he's not a showman.
Yeah.
He's not like a guy who can run a fucking.
I kind of don't want a showman.
To an extent.
I don't want any Billy Crystal dance numbers.
I need some. All right? Do you? Inner gay.
I don't need show tunes. Really? I really don't.
Stop it.
You enjoy those?
You don't need that. You need it.
Everybody needs that.
You think you don't need it until they take it away, and then you're just like, something's missing. There's a void inside
soul. Here's the thing that I discovered. I discovered that groove is actually in the heart.
Right.
And I just need it, you know?
It's, yeah.
I do know. I actually do know.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been told that the campus show, it's not vicious or malicious, just lovely and delicious.
Laramie, are you doing lots of drugs now that the lady's out of town?
You don't even know.
You broke into the shroom stash, did you?
You don't even know.
It's a good
I'm doing cocaine like it was marijuana.
Marijuana like it was cocaine.
Something like that.
Snorting it.
All right. Anybody object to me putting this one to bed?
It was so short. How long did you talk to Leslie before me?
Three and a half hours.
We're at 90 minutes now, and I've been traveling all day.
Oh, I was in Burbank. Nice show, too.
I interviewed a director today. What did you do, Laramie?
I didn't do dick.
Yeah, no, because you got no juice in this town. you're nothing, kid. You're a nobody. You hear me?
Nothing, kid.
These are words he
uses. You should promote my book, Film Critic.
Yeah.
I think all your listeners bought it. I sold a dozen copies, so never mind.
Nice.
Burn.
Well, they can find it on Amazon, right?
I'm going to put it on frogcast.com, too.
Wait, it's called Film Critic? Who's it about?
Hurtful. It's actually called Film Critic Subtitle, A Decade Behind the Scenes in the Movie Industry.
A decade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, top that, Vince.
A decade?
Mm-hmm.
What?
If you'd read the book, you'd know why.
What were you doing 10 years ago?
I was having Sean Connery's agent represent me.
Oh, yeah?
How's that feel?
How is that? How is that? Like represent
face.
You? Like in what? Like a lawsuit or?
You know what I made off of that? $0.
So. Represent you how?
I had a screenplay and a book deal and all that.
Oh, fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
What was the screenplay?
I'm pretty big time.
What was the screenplay?
It was a book called Counterpunch.
Counterpunch?
Counterpunch, if you could not be drunk as you say it.
Uh-huh. And what is that about?
Prequel to Big Mama's House.
It's about proportionality and the Iraq War.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Proportionality.
Mm-hmm. What's this that? Is all true. What's like, that
about? What's that about? What does that mean?
It's like if someone cuts you, what do you get to do back to them?
So it was like when we went up to Iraq and we're like, why are you hitting yourself? That kind of thing?
It's actually.
But they were like, we can't stop. Yeah, they're like, holding
I'm not hitting. That's like a metaphor for the WMDs. Like, we're not even hitting ourselves. And we're like, yeah, you are. Why are you hitting yourself?
Facts.
Have you ever heard Mike Birbiglia's bit about how George Bush is Wiffle Ball Tony? And
I think I have heard this.
It's so genius. He's like talking about how George Bush is like if we you know how he's like that guy at the barbecue who always gets people excited to play wiffle ball. He's like Wiffle Ball Tony. But then one day someone just decided to make Wiffle Ball Tony the president, and he just got sort of too into it, and then he would go over to other barbecues and try to goad them into a wiffle ball game. Yeah, he goes on for a while. It's pretty smart. I can't really do it justice, but yeah, I mean, it might not be as good as some of the bits that I did last night. If you guys were there,
Sorry, we can't all just flip between, you know, L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, I have fucking ride planes.
No big deal.
Doesn't
we don't all have access to planes.
I ride planes. What?
Doesn't Leslie Small want to promote something as well?
Oh, you know what? Actually, yeah. I will be at the Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco here on the 12th and at Cobb's on the 14th.
There you go. 12th and the 14th. If you catch her outside, she's probably gonna be smoking weed out there.
It's going to be weird when I show up to these, right?
Yeah.
Right.
If any of you guys are going to South By, I'll be there.
Southwest.
South By Southwest.
It's just called South By now.
Come hang out.
Can you never call it that
are
again?
Are you going to that?
I am, yeah.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
What are you?
Oh, it's pretty nice.
What are you doing out there?
I don't know.
Why are you going?
Just grinding boners with people.
Just docking.
You're going to the boner grinding event?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Docking dicks.
Is it a film drunk thing or just... for fun?
Well, I'm covering South By. Instead of Sundance, I'm doing South By this year.
Oh, because you're not invited to Sundance.
Yeah, I got fucking fully press credentialed for this shit.
Oh,
tell
boom.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everybody wants the grand boners with me over there.
You got a lot of juice in that town.
I sure do. Sure do.
You know what you should do? Make sure you go to the Fogo de Chao there. It's really authentic and amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Brazilian meats. You'll love it.
I do like Brazilian meats.
No, it's bullshit. Don't go there. I'm just having with you.
Okay.
Go to a real barbecue place.
Last time I went to, I don't remember. Live Oak? Yeah. Anywho, very exciting for the listeners.
Ben, you have anything you want to promote?
Go to frogcast.com. Tell us what you want on there, because it's a website now of things.
That's how exciting it is.
That was all.
Vince, do you have anything you want to promote?
This is Vince Mancini for Laramie Legal and Leslie Small and Ben saying good night and good chins, you guys.